This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks rallied late in the day on Wednesday as investors counted down to high-stakes earnings from AI darling Nvidia and digested the release of Federal Reserve minutes, which reiterated the central bank's focus on not cutting interest rates too soon. The S&P 500 rose more than 0.1%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained about 0.1% or almost 50 points. The NASDAQ Composite led the way lower, down 0.3% on the heels of Tuesday's declines. Stocks are lagging, with the focus fixed on looming results from Nvidia, whose shares fell almost 3% on Tuesday for their worst day since October 17th, as investors positioned for the release. The stock extended that loss on Wednesday, falling more than 3% heading into its earnings release. Expectations are running high for the chipmaker's fourth quarter results, seen both as a barometer for the AI trade and as a potential turning point for stocks more broadly. The market is on edge for any disappointment in the report expected after the bell. Nvidia is one of a small group of megacaps behind a big chunk of recent gains for stock indexes. Mixed prospects for growth among those Magnificent Seven stocks have prompted hedge funds to cut holdings, according to Goldman Sachs. In corporates, shares of Palo Alto Networks tumbled over 28% after the cybersecurity provider cut its annual revenue forecast, igniting concerns about a potential pullback in tech spending. Meanwhile, Walgreens shares slid as much as 3% after the pharmacy giant lost its spot on the blue-chip Dow Index to Amazon. Shares of fellow cybersecurity companies CrowdStrike and Zscaler also sold off on the news, falling more than 10% after Palo Alto's report. Meanwhile, shares of Teladoc Health fell more than 25% following the company's latest quarterly results release. Teladoc's earnings per share and revenue guidance for 2024 fell short of Wall Street's estimates, as CEO Jason Gorevic described the telehealth market as fairly well penetrated. Minutes from the Fed's January meeting released on Wednesday showed most Fed officials noted the risks of moving too quickly in easing interest rates during the most recent meeting. Recent discouraging data has prompted a wavering in conviction that the central bank will cut rates in June, seen as the most probable timing. After the closing bell, Nvidia reported fourth quarter earnings and first quarter revenue guidance that exceeded Wall Street's lofty expectations. The company guided for first quarter revenue of $24 billion plus or minus 2% above Wall Street's projections for $21.9 billion. Shares rose as much as 7% in after-hours trading. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.